This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. That's me, deep in the heart of Texas, Central Texas Command Center. We're going to take a lot of calls and cover a ton of news. Talk about 911, talk about the police state, talk about the missing weapons of mass destruction, the false left-right paradigm and paradigm management. Toll-free number to join us on air in the second hour, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I have the head of Caspian coming on in the next hour. They got into the big RFID consortium website with Walmart and the Department of Defense using the just trying random passcodes like authorize. They got into some internal areas, all legally and lawfully, because it was off the main site, no hacking involved, and found out where they used words like how they want to manipulate, how they want to neutralize us, how they want to destroy opposition to the RFID tracker chips. That's in the third hour, and I'll cover some of that with Paul Joseph Watson, author and webmaster and researcher and writer, who is joining us right now. And his first book, and it's longer than mine and more detailed. My book's kind of like a coffee table book, 230 pages. Each page is concentrated information and facts. It's a great bathroom book, too. They said, you know, if somebody just wants to read a page or two at a time, or, you know, bedside book. His book's almost, it's coming out at about 340 pages or so, and that's full of images and graphics. I'm publishing it. And it'll be out in about 3 weeks. But he's joining us to talk about the New World Order, and I respect his analysis. He's the webmaster for my website, prisonplanet.com. We also have Infowars.com. Peter in Florida was bringing up the dialectic and dialectic materialism and how Karl Marx talked about taking so-called opposing forces and merging them over and over again, a system of psychological warfare. Go ahead and reread that Webster's Dictionary definition, Peter.
A philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine. It combines the materialistic idea of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialect in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level. That's dialectic materialism. Webster's Dictionary.
And what does that mean to you, or put it in a nutshell for somebody that's confused?
You can't believe anything you hear. You just got to know the difference between despotism and freedom.
That's it. They confuse it between left and right, communism and capitalism, when really it's the same force of centralization. Paul Watson comments.
Well, actually, I was reading about this sort of topic earlier today. An Anthony Sutton excerpt from his Skull and Bones book, which I'll be posting on prisonplanet.com tomorrow. He talks about Marxism and Hegelianism. And he states that the answer to this seeming political puzzle lies in the Hegelian logic. Remember that both Marx and Hitler, the extremes of left and right, presented as textbook enemies, evolved out of the same philosophical system, Hegelianism. That brings screams of intellectual anguish from Marxists and Nazis, but is well known to any student of political systems. So,
well, Hitler socialized things, a big welfare system. He called himself a national socialist, but they call it fascism when Hitler and Stalin were buddies. Again, the globalists try to give you two false choices, a left-wing UN, a right-wing UN, what type of world government, bypassing any discussion of, hey, we don't want a world government. Do you agree with that, Peter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If we don't telegraph that bedrock message of real paradigm to people, it's over. If we can't get that across, people will continue to be confused by the false paradigm. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a. You can find more about this on newswithviews.com. It's an article done by Detective Phil Ward called "Community Oriented Policing."
And Bush said that he was a communitarian. The dictionary, until about 20 years ago, said a communitarian is one who promotes communist systems. And in the official platform of Bush-Cheney 2000, they say, we are first and foremost communitarians. Hidden in plain view. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation. But during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To boil this down simply and succinctly, we talk about how the rhetoric of the Republicans and the Democrats is different, but the actions are carbon copies. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for my website, PrisonPlanet.com. He's also an author, written a lot of great articles and a lot of great analysis, and I'm publishing his first book, Order Out of Chaos. Man, what a great title, but it's a great book. And no, it's not out yet, and no, you can't order it. And yes, it is a tour de force. Let's go back to the calls, Paul. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I also think that the way this is done, the fact, is the constant redefinitions of meanings. It gives an example, in other words, good people do evil things, and evil people do good things. In other words, that premise of...
And now the good guys on all the sitcoms and dramas, they have to torture, but torture's now a good thing, and exactly.
Right, the constant redefining, of, and I'm just giving examples because it's more subtle than that. And the other thing...
Well, that's what Orwell talked about in the 11th edition of Ingsoc, where they're getting rid of whole words, or where you can't use words. That's everything that's happening today. People think, oh, Orwell, this guy was a psychic. No, he worked for the Imperial Police, secret police in India. He worked for the communists later and found out both sides were controlled. Let's get a comment from Watson about Mr. Blair, a pen named George Orwell. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, obviously you mentioned Ingsoc. Something related to that came out just yesterday with the British ID card that's being introduced by stealth, even though 80% or more of the British people oppose it. And this idea of gaining liberty, meanwhile losing liberty.
Now you posted that on Prison Planet. Blair actually said, and his minister said, oh, you gain liberty, freedom plus.
Yeah, and the exact quote was, we are strengthened in our liberty if our identity is protected from theft.
When their system of identification number has caused identity theft and they admit it. Create the crisis, offer the solution, get you deeper into the pit. Dan?
Well, exactly. And what I was going to say, you were talking about Unitarian before. The Unitarian is the most, it's not Muslim that's dangerous. The Unitarian is the most dangerous force out there.
Well, Communitarian, and then they have their churches in our communities that are the Communitarian or Unitarian. And I've been to Unitarian churches before to see what they're doing. I mean, it's openly a communist meeting.
Well, it's scrambled eggs. Each person has the truth within himself. So that means each person can make his own definition, and it's okay. That's what the most dangerous thing out there.
But it's like a big change agent, though, because they all get led in a certain direction.
Well, because it's like not standing on the ground. Once you're up in the air, you can get blown around with anything.
Well, that's what O'Brien says to Winston in the Ministry of Love when they're torturing him. He says, you know, Winston says, well, you're not really holding up three fingers, but you say you want four or two or one. He goes, hey, we want you to where you see all fingers at all times and have no real thoughts, to where I could be a soap bubble floating up off the ground.
Scramble eggs.
Yeah. I hope we're not getting too esoteric here, getting off into too much psychology. But
the other thing was I wanted to mention was is that under the disguise, and we were very aware that their rights are being given up, but the communist influence of what is what's really going on is the responsibility is being handed over. That's communism, is you give all your responsibility to
the
state.
And then no one points out that we have a war on terror, the terror attacks get bigger. We have a war on drugs, there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine, and more people in prison. We have a war on illiteracy, there's more illiteracy. A war on crime, there's more crime. Paul, comments to this?
Well, yeah, we talked about communism and rights being given up. Obviously, we know that communism was controlled anyway, but the fact is they are following the so-called cream of communist and Nazi ideals merged together because left and right are the same system at the top. And one of the major planks of this is the moral decline of society. You can go to the 45 goals of communism and find, and this was entered into the congressional record, and number 25 actually states that present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Well, that goes back to UNESCO saying the family's a disease, terminated, but it's okay to say heterosexuals are a disease and should be terminated and call us breeders, but then it's okay for this group. See how also in their whole hate crimes lexicon, they get to be hateful, but we can't counter that.
That's all the redefinitions. There's all your redefinitions right there. Correct?
Up is down, down is up, black is white is black.
The family is the disease rather than the family is the heart of any situation.
Well, the historical and basic common sense facts show that you're 4 to 5 times more likely in a single-parent home to end up on drugs or in crime. But they don't care. They do everything they can to break up the family and then have programs to, quote, strengthen it that actually destroy it more. Absolutely. And they know if you're degenerate or you're on drugs, you're doing whatever, you're not going to care about your neighbor or a corrupt government. Thanks for the call. And that plays into the materialism. You know, in the socialist system, the materialism becomes more and more important. Not that material stuff is bad, but that when it's your God and that comes first, past your family, and when you're so materialistic, you'll sell out Jesus Christ himself for 20 pieces of silver. That's materialism when you become Judas Iscariot.
That point, and talking about degeneracy, I mean, the whole emphasis in the culture and on MTV is that they put out that it's cool to be part of some kind of fad, whether that be fashion, music, whatever, and that masquerades itself as culture and free expression and freedom itself, when in actual fact it divides the population into different slave camps. I mean, we saw the analogy in the Pinocchio movie where some of them got decadent and ended up getting shipped off to slave camp. So it's important to rediscover what's really important morally to tackle the New World Order, because that is a major attack on the degeneracy of culture and society. It's deliberate.
Well, I've used that example many times of they get the kids, they get them to engage in behaving as thugs. The establishment takes them out to this wonderland, gets them to party and steal and do all this, and then that transforms them into beasts, mindless beasts that are then slaves of the system.
And then you look into who's pushing all this, who was the financial backer behind feminism, and it's the same names crop up again and again.
Well, Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, admits that this magazine was funded by the Central Intelligence Agency, and she was an active officer. This is mainstream, folks. One of her own books, she admits it, Central Intelligence Agency officer.
And that's the main plank to emphasize, that New World Order itself is not only a political movement, it's a cultural movement, and at the lower levels, it's a societal brainwashing method.
Well, yeah, I mean, if a woman wants to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist, I'm sure she can do a great job as good or better than a man. The point is that, and they tried to brainwash women to do this, but their instincts, what their desire has switched back against them, so the government's panicking. All these professional women now want to make money early so they can go be mommies at home and enjoy that incredible thing that God's created. But the CIA came in, it's admitted, broke up the family so they'd have women working in factories, so they could have a higher tax bracket, the taxes at higher levels, so the kids would be in the daycare centers and the Head Start getting their vaccines, learning how to turn mommy and daddy in for owning a gun.
And it came out that the whole 60s movement was part of that same agenda with the LSD.
Yeah, the CIA released the patent on it. Leary was their agent the entire time. Conservatives would have been against the Vietnam War, but they would hire beatniks, and many of them known government agents. This is now public, folks. They would come into a town, spit on people, break windows, act like horrible beasts, and then the conservatives would go, well, this war must be good if these guys are, you know, out here doing this.
And those beatniks later became conservative talk show hosts like Michael Savage.
Who says that anyone that... Yeah, and you notice then in the redefinition, he gets fired off MSNBC for saying something about a group and engaging in the First Amendment, but it's bad to talk about the homosexuals, but not bad to say put anyone in a forced labor camp that disagrees with the government. That's okay. Put people in concentration camps. He said that. That's okay on MSNBC, but don't say anything about this protected group. See the new values?
And he engaged in inciting violence by saying attack peace protesters. Now, it doesn't matter if these protesters are left-wing. I mean, advocating attacking them is not really acceptable. I mean, the comment that he made that he got sacked for is a complete distraction from what he said before, which is now being pushed under the rug.
Yeah, it's saying put everybody in a camp, forced labor camp, take their assets if they disagree with the government, and then now we see the Deputy Attorney General of California, Mike Van Winkle, agreeing, he's a liberal, saying protests may not be allowed because protesting a war aids the terrorist. Now the Republicans are with Gray Davis. Take the recall campaign. Let's say Arnold Schwarzenegger runs and wins. He's for gun control. He's for abortion. His father was a top Gestapo captain who arrested people. Later became the police chief of a major city. And by the way, Schwarzenegger in a Rolling Stone interview about 8 years ago said he'd like to be the head of a federal police force. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, and then you get... I mean, obviously, Schwarzenegger's been in these films like The Running Man, where he was a so-called freedom fighter. So brainwashed conservatives think that he's actually standing up for freedom and morality when he's the archetypal neocon, pro-abortion, pro-police state.
And then it doesn't matter if you got Davis or him, same deal. We'll come back and take some calls for the folks holding in Texas and other states. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The website's updated daily, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and infowars.net. Paul, I enjoy having you up. I can't wait to have you up. I want to have you up once a week when your book comes out. I want to dissect a chapter each week of your book. It's an amazing book. I'm the only person other than you to read it. It's now being printed, and no, we're not offering it yet. Order Out of Chaos, but I look forward to having you on the show on a routine basis. Stay with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to come back, go to more calls, and get into more news. Breaking the paradigm. Deprogramming you by showing you the reality for yourself. It's your choice, the red pill or the blue pill, folks. We can't make that decision for you.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Paul Watson, my friend, my compadre over at PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go back to the calls. Meg in Texas. Meg, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex and Paul. Kudos to both you guys. I really appreciate your work and how well-cited, documented it is. Listen, on your latest film, which is real good, by the way, one of the most poignant parts of it was the, I guess it was on 6th Street, being a Texas girl that looked familiar, the uniformed police officer.
Yeah, the guys in the ski mask refusing, covering their badges up
with
tape.
Yeah, Paul, you would have appreciated it. They could have been in front of Buckingham Palace. And
yeah, they wouldn't say anything back.
Yeah, what can we do as citizens to, as a causative, to stop that kind of action and cause them to wear identification?
Well, we went to the city council and pointed out, Mike Hansen dug out the actual law, that if they're not at undercover work, they were violating state law. And if they do
that's
it willingly,
public place there on 6th Street.
If they do it multiple times willingly, it becomes a felony. It's a misdemeanor if they do it unwittingly,
really,
or without malice aforethought. So we pointed that out. They claim they're going to stop it. And the last time they were out, badges were visible. No black ski masks. They were wearing the federally issued Darth Vader outfits. Paul, any comments?
Well, I remember having two pictures on my website, and this was basically about 2 years ago now.
Yeah, well, you're used to that over there somewhat with the monarch. I don't guess it's quite as innocuous as all that now there.
Well, we have the same police state system, but we don't have them dressed up in riot gear and black ski masks yet anyway. But 2 years ago, I posted on my website two different pictures. One was the Waffen SS Nazi Brigade, and one was LA Cops pictured in 2001 with all the riot gear on. And the two pictures were exactly the same.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty scary. Yeah, they're just starting to look
alike. But it's all fear. It's all, you know, perception.
Yeah. Oh, Alex, a friend of yours and I were talking about Al the other day, and, you know, the Bohemian Grove thing with the Al statue and all that, and I had never heard the term Molech. So I happened to have a metaphysical Bible dictionary from the Unity Church, and it's kind of interesting. Molech is Hebrew for king, ruler, counselor, or judge. But the metaphysical description of it is the ruling of public opinion and of the mind of the flesh in one's consciousness. Children being sacrificed in the fire to this god signifies one's mentally burning and destroying of new ideas by letting fear of or deep regard for what other persons may think, i.e. public opinion.
And that's what they did in the ceremony cremation of care. They bring the bound effigy of a child. They tell you it's an effigy.
Yeah.
They bring it up there. It screams. It begs. They burn it before Moses.
Oh, it sounded real, too. I watched that Bohemian Grove film.
Who was signified Molech was a bull or an owl.
Uh-huh.
Most of those Babylonian / Canaanite gods had double or triple or quadruple or, in some cases, 10 different faces. But the owl, the bull, and they would bring the children before it. And Leviticus says that it's the most evil demon you can worship. If a country's leaders worship that god, that the country will be cursed to evil. I mean,
right,
the Bible actually
it's
says
Leviticus
this.
18:21.
Well, Alex, I've just and anyone can do this if they're on the internet right now. I've just typed in Molech to dictionary.com, and the very first definition is, quote, in the Bible, the god of the Canaanites and Phoenicians to whom children were sacrificed. And that's dictionary.com, the biggest referral site on the internet, so anyone can see that right now.
Right, and let's see, I had it marked, but the Ammonites, faulty thinking was one of the main things I remember in that definition. But moreover, it goes on.
They conduct a ritual to mesmerize us and enslave us and to have no conscience while they're doing it. They say this. This is what George Bush attends.
Along with public opinion, or swaying public opinion, with the prejudices, customs, and desires of outer man of the flesh rule in one's life to the extent that one refuses or neglects to give place or expression to these new and higher ideals.
So, wow. And that's from where?
This is from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary put out by the Unity Church. I'm not sure about the date of publication.
That's bizarre, but that is accurate to what I saw at Bohemian Grove. Thank you for the call, Meg. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll come back and talk to Mike, Randy, Wyatt, Alan, and others. And, yeah, start launching into some more of the news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer 448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Folks, it's Tuesday, the 8th of July, 2003. I'm about to go to your calls and into more of this news. Before I go any further, I do want to encourage the listeners to visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to go to the secure online shopping cart and to order my documentary films, to make copies of them for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, to air them on Access TV, to get them out to talk show hosts and opinion makers and preachers, public officials and authorities in your area now, because a lot of them are good old boys and are corrupt, but they have no idea what they're part of, the bigger system they're part of. They need to see the crimes of the globalists. The globalists own and run the dominant media and spin this system, but if we put their crimes end to end, they would circle the planet hundreds of times. We need to get the word out. And 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, frankly, is my best film. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes long on VHS. It's 170 minutes long on DVD, only film I offered on DVD. And it covers the history of the government carrying out terror attacks worldwide, different governments doing it, admissions of it. Official U.S. government plans to carry out terror attacks like Operation Northwoods, what really happened in Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center, the second World Trade Center attacks on 9-1-1, where the globalists are going in the future, the police state, Homeland Security, the Patriot Acts. It's in 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. Part two of that expands with Masters of Terror. It's a little over 2 hours long and is excellent as well. It's mainly just on 9-1-1, though, and really details that. We have Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that gets into dozens of other examples of government-sponsored terror we don't cover in the other two films. And then it gets more into Homeland Security, Total Information Awareness Network, Patriot Act 2. It gets into government-run white slavery rings. It gets into government drug dealing, and it just covers so much, folks. It's my longest film. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, okay? Frankly, it's 2 hours and 41 minutes. I finally really timed it out. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They're $25.95 a piece. Your purchase supports this broadcast and what we're doing. They're $20 if you order three or more of any of the nine films. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. One more time, folks. Make the call. Get the films. Get powerful tools to wake people up in your area and support the broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, right here in Austin, Texas, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men entirety to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, so take action and get the films. And get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The anniversary of that's coming up, what, next Thursday or Friday, they're going to have their 129th ritual, and Helmut Schmidt, we have his own publication, his own book, Men in Powers, close-up of the cover, close-ups of the page numbers and subsections. He was German Chancellor. He admits they have other Bohemian Groves in Europe. Oh, they go way back. That's where Skull and Bones goes back to, the Druids. And he says, but he loves the Bohemian Grove in California. He loves the CFR and Trilateral Commission, how they all meet there. How the Bilderberg Group members meet at the Bohemian Grove to, quote, have their druid rituals. So that's about 45 seconds of the two-hour film, to give you an idea of what's in it. Just all documented. Then we have video of the ritual itself. Paul, you want to comment on Skull and Bones and the occult being behind this, whether people want to admit it or not, and then we'll take some calls?
Well, yeah, just a side note, the popularity of your videos, which you were just mentioning, are proven by the fact that the bandwidth for PrisonPlanet.com is something ridiculous, like 129%, simply because most of your videos are actually posted online in the video section, which again is another, you know, point.
Describe how many gigs the Prison Planet's using.
Well, obviously, Dwayne Coutts has got some systems that can handle massive surges of bandwidth, but, I mean, Infowars.com, now it probably gets double the amount of hits that PrisonPlanet.com gets, obviously, because it's been around longer. But Infowars.com is on about 11% of the maximum, because they've got these massive systems that can handle it. But PrisonPlanet.com is, from the last estimate that I got, is actually on 129% of its maximum. And that's because we've got a lot of videos and obviously audio of the interviews that you do.
Yeah, and I'm having to pay for that. That's why I wish people would support us.
Yeah, it's another reason to do that.
Well, and other folks have posted my videos, and I link to them when they do it if they want to handle it. But they always take them down after a while when a million people come through. Literally, we put up a clip of payoffs at the Texas Capitol a couple of years ago that I caught on tape, and it got linked on the NRA's website and gun owners and Keep and Bear Arms, and like a million people watched it, a million hits of it, and it was like $1,000 a day or something. I had to take it down, folks. But I mean, it's just, we do all, you know, we could have our own TV networks if we had the bandwidth. That's the problem with internet taxation. That's why they want to begin the taxation. That'll break the back of everybody. You won't even be able to hear audio streams anymore. Which, of course, we don't pay for. That's the affiliate that does that. That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. In your research of Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones, you just mentioned the AP article from the 50s you found that you'll be posting tomorrow, Associated Press, where you have the communist leaders going to the Grove in the 50s.
Yeah, that's correct. And, I mean, anyone can see this. You obviously, you have to pay for the access to dig back in the archives 50 years. But it's Associated Press article out of the Wisconsin Daily Journal, July 6, 1959, so obviously it's around this time period back when Bohemian Grove were actually meeting in 1959. And it says, quote, "The Soviet Union's first deputy premier today winds up a stay in California during which he was wined and dined by capitalists." And it goes on to describe how the rest of the political spectrum were very opposed to his visit, and this was covered in other newspapers.
Well, who was one of the top folks at the Grove in 59 but Prescott Bush, grandfather of the Fool Society president we have now?
Yeah,
what do you think about that brotherhood group that you just came out with, Ashcroft and others and congressmen living in buildings together and saying Hitler was good? Did you see all that came out in the Harper's?
Yeah, and these are the sort of groups that are even above groups like Skull and Bones, the ones that, you know, haven't come out in published newspapers.
You know, it's funny, that just came out about the brotherhood, and when I was having to make arguments with, you know, just about their power, we already knew about them a few months ago in Kansas City, with the guy that wrote The Unseen Hand, Ralph Epperson, was saying, no, the top group's the brotherhood. They've got all these interlocking groups, as Tex Mars has documented. They're all members of the same groups.
And people sometimes don't believe the sort of rituals and practices that go on at places like Bohemian Grove. But I've got a Washington Post article here from June 1997, and it talks about how then Secretary of State George Shultz actually proposed to his wife at Bohemian Grove. And it goes on to casually mention that, quote, "Last month, Shultz gave her a ruby, diamond, and sapphire engagement ring that would be red, white, and blue, and popped the question at San Francisco's Bohemian Club in July. He'll repair to the club's rustic camp at the Bohemian Grove, where men often romp naked." And that's an exact quote out of the Washington Post 6 years ago.
Well, also, that would mean meeting at the club house in downtown San Francisco in an ornately building with gargoyles on it. That's where the women are allowed. They're not allowed at the camp itself, founded in 1873. but and has had presidents going to it since 1900. So this is the type of stuff they're doing there. And it is, I mean, I've got a Washington Times article in the film about how they bust in the male prostitutes. And then I get an email, how dare you bash the gays? Well, wait a minute. These are the Christian conservatives bussing in their $2,000 an hour male whores, and the liberals are defending them. Isn't that nice?
Exactly. I mean, with that, obviously we're talking about people labeling as conspiracy theories. We're talking about stuff that's in the mainstream newspapers. Mentioned earlier this process, what some people call externalization of the hierarchy. This is whereby the agenda and the forces behind it are so blatant that the process, their entire agenda is openly visible. And I mean, that makes it so easy to run a website like Prison Planet, because there's so much information out there on a day-to-day basis.
Well, a month ago, Rumsfeld accepted the Doolittle Award, you know, after the famous guy who flew the B-23s or 4s off the front's aircraft carriers to bomb Tokyo. And he said, oh, I got a chance to meet Doolittle at the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, and I mean, you go to the newspaper archive website and just type in Bohemian Grove, and you get like 300 articles spanning right back to, I mean, if you type in Illuminata, you can get London Times articles from 1898 talking about German Illuminata and how it infiltrated the Christian church and Freemasons.
Well, John Quincy Adams had them banned, said that a secret German society was taking over. The founding fathers that were Masons all quit. They almost took over. I mean, this is all admitted. The presidents wrote books and letters about it. It's not like it's a... Well, it's... Look, I get attacked by talk show hosts all the time. Alex Jones believes there's a New World Order. We got all these presidents saying it on tape, Paul.
Well, anyone... I mean, people ask me how I get the news articles for the website. They don't go to just other alternative media websites. They go directly to the source. Anyone can go to Google and type in New World Order and check that every day, and articles every single day pop up where people are talking about a New World Order.
Sydney Morning Herald, Moscow Times, Associated Press, MSNBC.
Yeah, whether that be in Russia, China, France, or in America. I mean, you get stories like conservative push for a New World Order, neoconservative. And those sort of articles are on there every day, and yet we're still conspiracy theorists to say that New World Order exists.
It's amazing. Talk about doublethink. That's 1984, where they say one day you're at war with East Asia, and then the same newscast say we've never been at war with them, and then say we have been at war with them. And then if you say, hey, that's saying different things, you're crazy, they come arrest you.
Yeah, and we get that sort of thing with the so-called nations that the neocons are planning to invade. One week they're our allies, and the next week they're our enemies. And Libya in particular has been called our enemy and then our ally on a month-to-month basis. So again, it's, you know, who are we?
Well, they're giving North Korea nuclear reactors and weapons parts while saying they're going to nuke us, and it's just crazy. Let's take calls real quick, folks. Mike in Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air worldwide, sir.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, that's New Jersey.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask something of Paul about his website. I don't know. I'm not really familiar with you. I haven't heard. This is the first time I've heard of you.
Well, Prison Planet's my website. He's the director of it and the webmaster. And so is Infowars.com and Infowars.net. Paul has PropagandaMatrix.com.
Okay, okay, now I know who you are. Yeah, I have a question. Actually, not a question, but it's more or less like a statement about, you know, the form of governments and everything. The political spectrum, as we've been believed to learn, is that we stay at the middle of the road, and democracy is in the middle, and everything's on the left and the right. And
really, it's all the same system. There's no choice. It's an illusion.
Because really, where would you put a constitutional republic and an anarchist on that political spectrum?
It's more like a... Is that for Paul or for myself?
That's for Paul.
Go ahead, Paul. You want to take
both of you?
Well, the anarchist system is basically at one extreme end of the political spectrum.
Right.
Republicanism is quite a way before that, but obviously before democracy. But again, this whole paradigm is staged. It's about freedom or command and control. And you get these anarchists that call for, you know, revolution.
About collectivism versus individualism.
Yeah.
It's a Fabian society, basically, what we have. It's Fabian socialism that's being moved towards the left
the whole political spectrum of the world has been moving left for several decades.
And the right acts like that the money is against socialism, when in truth they finance it because they need a large government that they control the levers of to control the population and confiscate wealth and control society and set the parameters. But the real political spectrum, you can put either point on the left or right, okay, or it can be a circle. But on one end, you've got total command and control, a boot stomping on the human face forever. On the other end, you have hunter-gatherers in loose-knit societies, as close to anarchy as you're going to get, and it's impossible in groups of bigger than 2 to 3 people. You don't want anarchy. We're too complex a society. Very close to anarchy, about 90% towards it in the spectrum, is the constitutional republic, the rule of law. Then in the middle of that spectrum, you have your democracy. But once you hit the middle with a democracy, you're already in the gravitational pull of the tyranny, and you accelerate at light speed towards the heavenly body of tyranny that has a political gravitational vortex or black hole function sucking you towards it. So you've got to always try to escape from the command and control with your like you're a spaceship, again, an analogy, at full thrust, racing towards anarchy, trying to reach the republic and then maintain the republic, always being pulled back towards despotism, as our founding father said.
But then you've got all the anarchist useful idiots that are in fact propping up the agenda of the globalists.
Right.
I mean, I even read an article the other day where the main traffic, you know, anarchist websites, the biggest ones on the internet, will refuse any articles on Bilderberg because they see it as an anti-Semitic right-wing conspiracy theory. When we had the BBC reporting just 4 days ago.
They put that label, you know, we criticize Russia, China, New York, whoever, and then you say Israel's doing something corrupt. Oh, anti-Semitic! And so the anarchists are all wearing red stars. They're really communist. And then when you really got, you know, the founder of Bilderberg was an admitted top Nazi, Prince Bernhard, and then, oh, you talk bad about him, you're anti-Semitic. See how that's just a label?
Yeah, and I mean, BBC did a report on Bilderberg just 4 days ago, and BBC had, you know, mainly center-left, as you would call it, on the controlled paradigm.
Yeah, but anarchists, I mean, look, most of the anarchists are federal officers. I've had them tell me they are, had them threaten to kill me. They work for the feds. Thanks for the call. That's why you see anarchist gear in all the malls now. They're pushing it. It's communist. Okay, let's go ahead, because, again, there's no difference. Let's go ahead and, you know, we were just talking about anarchy, you know, is on the other end of the political spectrum. This isn't real anarchy they're talking about. Again, it's about mislabeling. Randy in North Carolina. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sir, to all of our friends in Rhodesia, Australia, and you know all the rest of the countries, sir. All I can say is you people are trying to tell people who don't know what is going on, what is going on. And I'm totally and completely behind you there. Sweden, Norway, Finland, are they really in the know? Denmark, Germany, Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland, do they know what's going on?
Hey, what? I'm going to have to find out where you're going with this. Stay there, Randy. Then we got Wyatt and Allen and Paul Watson, final segment. And I am going to throw out a few of the other headlines we haven't hit on, though we've covered most of them in the discussion.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Catherine Albrecht coming on. She's the head of Caspian, the group exposing how they give your data on your shopping cards, the Homeland Security, how they spy on you, the RFIDs. They've now gotten in with a password into stuff that was not really protected on the big biometrics consortium website, Walmart, Department of Defense, publicly or parts of it, and it talks about how they're going to dumb you down, how they're going to manipulate you. We've got it posted on the websites and the documents posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, what they got off of the really the government's website. It's supposedly private with Walmart and the Defense Department of how to, quote, neutralize the public's anger over this, how to manipulate the public. So that's coming up, and Watson's going to ride shotgun with us. Right now, let's go back to the calls, and I'm going to hold our next guest off about 8 minutes into the next hour so we can get to everybody. Randy in North Carolina, make your point real quick, then I'm going to go to Wyatt, Allen, Joan, and others. Go ahead, Randy.
Hello, Wyatt. Sir Paul, are you familiar with Alan Watt?
No.
You're not? Okay. But you're the same person insofar as it goes, and take my word for it, sir, we're all the same. We have to face the enemy, and we have to defeat the enemy. And the next time these people over here in Europe and the rest of the world are freed, they will not be freed by United States military as it is right now, sir. They'll be freed by people like you and me and the gentleman that owns the airtime right now.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They are going to be freed by free human beings that want to stand up against the New World Order. But talking about the power of the people, tens of millions of individual folks visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every month. That's not an exaggeration. Tens of millions, millions of different people coming back every week turn into tens of millions and spreading the word. Dick Gephardt, online supporters of Democratic presidential hopeful Dick Gephardt, appear to have trouble organizing. Recent email exchanges reveal his official campaign tried to have a grassroots meeting, several of them online. When less than five people showed up, they canceled it. They can't even get five of their dumb minions, and Bush has trouble too, to meet up on some online chat. That shows their grassroots support, whereas we can't grow anymore because we're getting too many people visiting us. Paul, that shows that we've got the grassroots. They've got the illusion. You know, I talk to big newspaper writers. They get one or two emails a day. I get thousands a day. we've got the people. They just haven't figured out their leaders yet, Paul.
Well, that's the point. And all the big mainstream news websites are now going to subscription. And it's not working out for them because their hits are dwindling week by week. And the hit for the alternative websites are going up in droves. And
a new Gallup poll shows that only 32% of the American people trust the mainstream media. 80%+ trust the alternative media.
Yeah, and we've got also got a poll out of the London Times today, which fits into the same context. There's voters losing faith in Blair over Iraq war.
And 80%+ are against the national ID card and the euro, but he doesn't care.
But yeah, and the government tried to suppress the votes against the national ID card because they had a big online poll, and it was 89% against or even more.
Then they tried to claim they lost it, but it turned out they hadn't. Let's talk to Wyatt, Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Good afternoon. Listen, the Independence Day that came on the movie with Will Smith, it's a complete Illuminati New World Order movie. You have a common threat that global destruction by an outside enemy, and then the entire world unites to defeat it. Also, the movie is completely and entirely filled in all of the special effects, if you still frame it frame by frame, with Illuminati symbolism, pyramids that are all through the movie, skull and bones.
I agree. Stay there, Wyatt. We'll let you finish up on the third hour. Watson, stay right there, my friend. We'll be right back with the third hour. If your station doesn't carry the third hour, ask them, please, do or get a sponsor so they'll carry the third hour. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they have inhaled.